Today is Sunday, the 27th of July, beginning the 17th week of Ordinary Time.
God, my Holy Father, first your name I seek, trusting like a child, you will meet my need. Let your kingdom come as your will is done in me. Usher into earth all that heaven longs to see.
Eliza King sings the Lord's Prayer. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke. In today's Gospel, Jesus is teaching about prayer. Let's take this scripture a little at a time.
Every time I call, Father, you deliver me.
He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples."
We see Jesus making time for prayer. The disciples saw how important this was to him and asked him to help them make a beginning.
He said to them, "When you pray, say,
'We now have the presentation of the Our Father.' After each line, let it echo in your mind and heart. let it drop down to a deeper place.
Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. Do not bring us to the time of trial.
Jesus goes on with an amusing encouragement to perseverance in prayer.
And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answered from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs."
Does this teaching of Jesus invite us to wear God down with the weight of our praying, as if that is what God wants from us? Can we change God's mind with holy nagging? What is Jesus really saying here? He goes on.
"So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Are there requests we can make that we know God already wants to fulfill? It seems there are. Whenever we pray for the Holy Spirit's gifts and fruits, such a prayer is in accord with God's will. But why ask for wisdom, for courage, for joy, for peace, if God already knows our need for these? Sometimes our asking opens us up to receive what God wants to give. We acquiesce in the dance of grace. We open our hand to receive the gift.
"So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you."
So then, child of God that you are, beloved disciple of Jesus, tell the Holy Spirit your requests. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.